Yupik elder Eula David is sewing tuspex for her grandchildren. She does this every year, sitting at her vintage Singer machine at a window with yards of colorful fabric stacked up around her.
Sometimes I get nervous when I sew, when I have lots of sewing and I have to finish them. I have 8 girls that I need to put tuspex on.
She takes a break to remember the changes she has seen over the years. Eula David moved to Bethel in 1979 from Nunavik Island in the Bering Sea, but she was born in Scammon Bay, a coastal village in the YK Delta. David has seen a lot of changes in her lifetime, but some of the biggest are tied to climate change.
Great big change right now on the weather. We don't have, especially right now in December, we would have maybe 20 some below zero when we would be back then. But right now the weather didn't even reach below zero yet, or zero. Even it feel like it's cold, but it's always mild.
Climate scientists have documented what Eula David has seen in her life. In the past 5 years especially, Bethel has had warmer winters. 2016 was the warmest year on record for the YK Delta, and 2018 the second warmest. Then, of course, you have erosion, and that's always been a problem in this region. But now it's accelerating. Napakiak, a village 12 miles from Bethel, has to move its school, which will cost millions of dollars. A national climate report says rural Alaska and indigenous communities will face the brunt of climate change impacts. That applies to Bethel, which is the hub of the YK Delta. That's home to the most tribes in Alaska. Peter Williams, Bethel city manager, was not surprised when he saw the report.
You know, when I read the report, it was kind of ironic that, you know, you kind of looked out your window and said, yeah, this is happening here too.
Climate change is bringing new challenges to maintain Bethel's infrastructure on a lean budget. Right now, it costs Bethel more than $1 million a year to maintain its gravel roads, and that number could rise in the coming years when the longer thaws in the winter erode the foundations of the roads faster, making it harder to repair them. And then there's the willow trees.
I know we don't regularly cut our willows back from the roads, but it just seems to me like the willows have certainly started to go crazy in the last 3 or 4 years, and I think it is because of the longer growing season.
Other transportation challenges include the ice road, which is the frozen Kuskokwim River. The river is taking longer to freeze. Mark Leary is a volunteer for Bethel Search and Rescue, and he says that the group measures the ice every winter to make sure it's safe enough for travel.
So these hub airports get overloaded, people stuck for days, freight and mail especially backed up. They have to, pushing the envelope of safety so that they can start traveling by their own means.
At the end of 2017, a family drove into a marked open hole on the river on New Year's Eve. 5 people were pulled from the snow machine and survived, but the driver didn't. Leary fears these types of accidents will happen more frequently as winter's warm.
It's become a bigger job each year.
Williams and Leary say they haven't changed how they operate so far, but climate change is always at the back of their minds now. For Elder Eula David, she knows that her descendants will face a different world.
Maybe some of the animals that used to come around, like our food that used to come around in wintertime, caribous and things, maybe it will be too warm for them, I don't know. But it won't be the same.
But she also says part of the YK Delta's way of life has always been about adaptation and resilience. The communities have come together for a series of meetings about climate change adaptation for the past couple of years. The steering committee for the Adapt YK Delta initiative just released a draft of their plan in November. It's unclear when the committee will release its final plan, but when it does come out, it will provide a blueprint for how the region plans to tackle climate change. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.